Racism, Top UK Schools Reject Scholarship Funding for Poor White Boys. By Kurt Zindelka on January 1, 2020. Two top colleges in the UK rejected an offer to fund the education of poor white boys, for fear of violating anti-discrimination laws. Winchester and Dulwich Colleges turned down an offer from Professor Sir Brian Thwaites to donate £1 million towards the education of impoverished white boys. The 96-year-old philanthropist professor had planned to leave the money to the schools in his will. Sir Brian had attended both schools on scholarships as his parents could not afford the tuition fees for him and his brother. Sir Brian said that he wanted to donate the money because white boys from underprivileged areas are falling behind boys from other ethnicities. It's an extremely important issue of interpretation of the law. I have done a lot for both schools over the years and have been closely involved in them. All the more, therefore, do I feel that both schools have made a strategic mistake in their interpretation of legislation, Sir Brian told The Times. Winchester College said in response, "The trustees are clear, having consulted widely, that acceptance of a bequest of this nature would neither be in the interests of the school as a charity nor the specific interests of those it aims to support through its work. The school does not see how discrimination on grounds of a boy's color could ever be compatible with its values." Joe Spence, the master of Dulwich College, said that he is resistant to awards made with any ethnic or religious criteria. "Bursaries are an engine of social mobility and they should be available to all who pass our entrance examinations, irrespective of their background." In August of 2018, British rapper Stormzy said that he would fund the education costs for two black students to attend the University of Cambridge. The rapper said, "It's so important for black students, especially, to be aware that it can 100% be an option to attend a university of this caliber." In response to backlash from people who believed that his donation was racist, Stormzy rapped in his single Crown that the donation was not anti-white, it's pro-black. Questioning the double standards, Sir Brian asked, "If Cambridge University can accept a much larger donation in support of black students, why cannot I do the same for underprivileged white British?" Winchester said it would harm its reputation by accepting my bequest. "But in my opinion, it would gain enormously by being seen to address what is the severe national problem of the underperforming white cohort in schools." Former chair of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips, denounced the school's decision to reject Sir Brian's donation, writing in Standpoint magazine that, "They have become so confused in these woke times that a lethal cocktail of inverted snobbery, racial victimhood, and liberal guilt ends up rewarding schools for favoring the black and brown rich whilst neglecting the white poor." Sir Brian said that he will look for other top schools to donate the £1 million. The controversy has been picked up by veteran Labour politician Frank Field, who condemned the decision to refuse the money as racist and said the gift wouldn't have been rejected had it been for any other ethnicity. British newspaper of record The Times reports his comments, "Why could you possibly conclude that it's unlawful to do it for poor white children? It has exposed all that politically correct stuff you get in this area. These schools have learned nothing from Brexit. Brexit was particularly a vote against being treated in this way by the elite." Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.